This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Playboy, as we know it, is winding down. The last issue with nudity is the January-February issue. It's out now. The March issue will be the first ever where women are clothed. We recently caught up with LA fashion photographer Josh Ryan, who worked for Playboy for more than 8 years, most recently as a senior photographer. He also shot the December cover and centerfold.
It's been a great gig for me. In many ways. It pays well, obviously, but the creative process that goes along with it is great. You can look at it being lucrative in many ways.
And what's it going to mean for you and your business that Playboy is getting rid of nude models?
Well, it's not going to be much for me because December is my last month, so I'm done. I don't know. It's a big change, and we'll see where it goes. I have other projects I've been wanting to work on for a long time. Fashion editorial is, my first love, and that's what I'm focusing on now.
How did you find out yourself that this is where Playboy was headed?
A meeting and called into a meeting in the office with the art director and basically said the magazine's changing and the plan is to do this and we're not sure where things are going to stand at the end of the year. So that's about it. I think I closed the Playboy chapter out pretty strong with a great cover and a great centerfold. And it was kind of giving me the jumpstart to get moving and start my other things.
Do you think the decision by Playboy makes sense?
It's hard for me to answer that question right now. We will see in the next couple months whether or not this made sense or not. There's so many unknowns. There's so many things that advertising and distribution and all that stuff that are key factors in their decision. So only the people that have that information would know personally. Playboy, its core value and the brand is based on, a nude centerfold. I feel that losing that, you're sort of losing what Playboy is. So it's going to be interesting to see if they maintain, the readership.
Playboy was a nudity that was maybe relatable in a way that some types of more extreme pornography are less relatable. And I wonder what it means that there's not an appetite for that.
I think, the girl next door is going away. Everything's changed. The style of girls have changed. Social media, I believe, has changed everything. I think there's less desire to see something like a girl next door in Playboy now because of what you see on Instagram and everything else and online. It's so easily accessible that it's, in a way, sort of made Playboy not as special and unique anymore as it used to be.
So let me ask you this. Do you think of Playboy and centerfold shoots as pornography?
Absolutely not. I've been on a porn set before. It's definitely not a porn set.
How's it different?
Listen, you can call Playboy a dirty mag all day long, but they're shooting the same type of content for French L or Numero in Europe or, wherever else. So it's because it's right next to Penthouse and Hustler on the newsstands that it gets roped into being pornography, but in no way, shape, or form is it pornography. I've shot stuff for Treats magazine and other magazines that are the same or more nudity, and they're not considered pornography. So I think it's just a stigma.
Do you think that the sort of interest in the Playboy centerfold is being more affected by all the free porn that we can get online or more of these Instagram pictures that you mentioned where I can see very attractive girl next door photos for free on my Instagram account?
Both are definitely affecting the uniqueness and specialness of Playboy. I remember a time probably even 5 years ago then, it was a dream of many, many, many girls just to be in Playboy or do this. And a lot of young girls don't even know about it. I've tested a lot of girls that don't even know who Hef is.
Huh.
So I think, the younger generation, they just don't understand, how big and how unique and special Playboy was at one time. And it still is, of course, but it's definitely changed.
Josh Ryan is a fashion photographer in Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.